And the pasuk continues, Ravi, Vayasu kol chacham lev ba'oisei ha-malocha es ha-mishkon es ha-yuriyas. And all the chacham lev, the ones who did the malacha, made the mishkon, the yuriyas ha-mishkon, 10 panels, sheish mashzar, twisted flax, usecheles va'agom v'salashoni, together with blue wool, purple wool, and red thread. Rashi and Pashas Truma explains that they took 6 threads of each min and twisted them together to make one thread. And this they did over and over again and put all these threads together to make the Uriyos HaMishkan. So each thread really was composed of 24 strings. 6 of Tchela, 6 of Agomon, 6 of Telashoni, and 6 of Shesh. Keruvim Masei Choshev Osa Oysam. Different pictures of on each side. And Ari Bitzad Zev, Venesher Bitzad Acher, a lion on one side and an eagle on the other side. That's what Masei Choshev means. Weaving with a different picture on each side. And the Mefarshim asks, why does the pasuk start off with a Lashon Rabban, Vayasu Kol Chacham Lev, and then end off with a Lashon Yachid, when it says, Osa Oysam, he made them? The Shach answers that there were really two parts in making the Keli. There was the Asiyas HaGashmi, the actual making of the Keli, and there was also the Machshava that went in behind the scenes, the Ruchnius of the Keli. And Vayasu Kol Chacham Lev was the actual making the Gashmius of the Keli. And that was done by the Oisei HaMalacha. But the Machshavas that went behind the Keli was given by Moshe. And that's why Osa Oisam was referring to the Machshava of Moshe Rabbeinu B'Lashon Yachid. Aruch Chaim gives a different teretz. He says that when many people make one product, and each person has a different part of this item that he is making, it comes out that when you look at the whole item together, you can see that it was made by many different people because each person has his own way of making something. The pasuk is stressing over here that this was not so concerning the Mishkan. Even though there were many Chacham Lev, when you looked at the actual Mishkan together, it looked like it was made by one person. And that's why Vayasu Kol Chacham Lev, there were many people that were involved, but also Oysam, the end product looked like it was made by one person. And the pasuk continues concerning the Yiriyas HaMishkan. Orech HaYiriyah Achas, the length of one panel. Shemoneh ve'esrim ba'amah was 28 amas. V'rechev arba ba'amah, and the width was 4 amas. Hayiriyah ha'echos, one yiriyah. Mida achas l'chol hayiriyahs. There was one size, 28 by 4, for all 10 yiriyahs. V'yechaber es chamesh yiriyahs achas alachas. And he attached the 5 yiriyahs, one to the other. V'chamesh yiriyahs chibar achas alachas. And he sewed the other 5 together. So now there were 2 groups of 5, making 2 groups of 28 by 20. Vayasu lois techeles, and he made loops made of blue wool. Asvas hayiriyo ha'echos, at the end of one panel, mikotza b'machperes, the last one of the group, kenosu b'svas hayiriyo ha'kitzeno. So he did to the outer panel, b'machperes ha'shenis, by the second group. So you had 2 groups, and on the last one of each group, he made lulois techeles, loops of blue wool. Chamishim lulois osa b'yiriyah ha'achas. 50 loops he made on one yiriyah. V'chamishim lulois osa b'ksei ha'yiriyah asher b'machperes ha'shenis. And another 50 loops he made on the outer panel of the second group. Makbilois ha'lulois achas alachas. The lulois were opposite one to the other. This way, when you spread them out, they should line up to each other, and you shall be able to attach them with hooks. Vayas chamishim karsei zov, and he made 50 hooks of gold. Vayichaber es hayiriyas achas alachas bakrosim, and he attached the yiriyas one to the other with these hooks. Vayihi mishkan echad, this way the mishkan was one. When you learn Pashas Vayakel, you see many differences between the way the Torah wrote the making of the Kalim and the making of the Mishkan in Parshas Truma and Tetzaveh, and the differences we find in Parshas Vayakel. And we will just mention some of the differences as we go. Over here in Pasuk Yud, the Pasuk says that the Uriahs were attached achas el achas, as opposed to Parshas Truma, where it uses a lashon of isha el achoisa. Also, the group was called in Parshas Truma a chayveras, and over here in Pasuk Yud Aleph, it is called a machberes. The pasuk over here does not go into detail the way it did in Parshas Truma, exactly how the Uriahs hung over the sides of the Mishkan, and we will explain it in short over here also. The Uriahs were 28 by 4, and when we attached 5 together, and the other 5 together, we have 2 groups of 28 by 20. Each one of the groups had at the outer Uriah 50 lulois techeles, and they were attached to each other with 50 karsei zov, 50 hooks of gold. So now when everything is attached, you had a large cover of 28 by 40. The 28 went over the width of the Mishkan. 10 amas was used for the middle of the Mishkan, an amma for each wall, the depth of each wall, making it 12, and 8 amas hung on the sides. Concerning the length of the Mishkan, the arrears were 40 amas from front to back, and there was a machloikis if the arrears covered the amudei hamizrach. If the arrears covered the 5 amudim that stood by the opening of the Mishkan, so then we have 1 amma for the thickness of the amudei hamizrach, 30 amas for the length of the inside of the Mishkan, and 1 amma for the thickness of the back wall, making it 32 amas, and 8 amas hanging down, making it on all sides 8 amas. 8 amas on the sides, and 8 amas in the back. But if you hold like the Manda Omar, that says that the Urias HaMishkan did not cover the Amudei HaMizrach, then we have 30 in the length of the Mishkan, 1 amma for the back wall, and 9 amas hanging in the back. So the sides were hanging down 8, and the back, it was hanging down 9. That was the Urias HaMishkan. And the pasuk continues, Vayas Urias Izim. The second cover was called the Urias Izim, La'oyel. It was a cover ala Mishkan. Ashtei Esrei Urias Asa Oysam. Here there were 11 Urias. Orech HaYuriah HaAchas. The length of one Uriah. Shloshim Ba'ama was 30 Amas. Ba'arba Amas Roichiv HaYuriah HaAchas. And 4 Amas was the width of one. Mida Achas La'ashtei Esrei Urias. Each one of the 11 was 30 by 4. Vayichaber Eschamesh Urias Levad Veshesh HaYuriah Levad. And he attached 5 together and 6 together. Vayasu Lois Chamishim. And he made hook 50 loops al svas hayriyah hakitzoyne b'machperes at the edge of the last panel of the group. B'chamishim lelois also al svas hayriyah hakaberes hashenis, and he made another 50 on the edge of the last panel of the second group. Vayas karsi nechoshes chamishim, and he made 50 copper hooks. Before, by the Urias HaMishkan, the hooks were made of gold. Over here, the hooks were made of copper. L'chaber es ha'oil aliyos echad, in order to attach the Urias ha'oil, the Urias izim, to become one. Vayas michse la'oil oris elim ma'adamim, and he made another cover on top of oris elim ma'adamim, u'michse oris techoshim l'mola. And on top of that, he made another cover of oris techoshim. Like we said earlier, there was a machlokes if it was one cover or it was two separate covers. And the way the Urias HaIzim covered over the Urias HaMishkan was that the Urias HaIzim, each panel was 30 by 4, and there were 11 panels. So we attached 5 together and 6 together and attached it with the hooks. It came out that you had a large cover of 30 by 44. And the sixth extra Urias was doubled over in half. So instead of having 44, you folded one in half and you have only 42. Everybody agrees that the Amudei HaMizrach were covered by the Urias HaIzim. So therefore we have the first Amma of the thickness of the Urias HaIzim, 30 Amas in the length of the Mishkan, 1 Amma for the back wall, giving us 32, and 10 Amas hanging all the way to the bottom, giving us a total of 42, using up all the Urias. And on the sides, it had one extra Amma on each side over the Urias HaMishkan, because the Urias HaMishkan were 28 wide and this was 30 wide. So instead of hanging 8 and 8, it hung 9 and 9. So when somebody looks at the Mishkan from the outside after the Urias HaIzim were placed over the Urias HaMishkan, all he saw on the sides were the Adonim, because the Urias covered the whole length of the Kroshim until the Amma close to the ground, which were where the Adonim were. And in the back, one did not see anything because the Urias went all the way to the ground. If you look carefully at the Psukim, you will see that the Pasuk does not mention what the Lulois by the Urias HaIzim were made out of. By the Urias HaMishkan, it says clearly that the Lulois were made of Techeles. As opposed to the Lulois of the Urias HaIzim, it does not mention what they were made out of. Some learn the reason is because it was made out of the same material as the Urias itself. Just like the Urias were made of Izim, hairs of a goat, the hooks were also made of hairs of a goat, and that's why the Pasuk does not mention it.